They're soft.
We have more than those.
Ba-da.
What's up with this thing? Why is it like this?
Turn it around.
I've never had it like that before.
That's how it was, just like that.
Oh, it's too tall.
Oh, you're in a different chair. Well.
Well, golly.
Or did we have it like down here?
No, I don't think so. We can try it that way. Whatever you think is the best.
Well, I want it just as long as you're talking into that side. I don't care.
Talking to your side. I don't know.
But sounds pretty good.
I don't play with mine like you play with yours.
I know. Well, I'm a boy.
I don't gotta touch it every minute. Make sure it's still there.
You would if you had one. I promise you would.
Probably.
I burned the roof of my mouth.
On the pizza?
Son of a bitch.
I'm sorry. You go in full mouth.
I love it.
Go in full throttle mouth.
I love a nice big hot piece of pizza.
Ow.
Don't you?
What do you need?
What do you think I need?
Oh, well, you need me.
I need you, baby. I need you. I can't live without you. Oh, we don't have a pan. Go.
I was going to say, I brought the cup.
Man, we are all out of sorts.
All out of sorts.
But this is our on location setup here.
Yeah, we're on location. Oh my.
What?
Nothing. We took a little power nap and I want to keep sleeping.
I'm in a hump day coma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in a sex coma. Let's just call it what it is.
It's called a sex coma, and I'm in one.
That's right.
What's up, people? We've got bears in the room. Bears that never give up. And then there was... You know how mad I would be? Hold on.
How mad would you be? What would you be so mad about?
I'll tell you in a minute.
You'll tell me now, mister.
There's Josie. She's one of our favorite people. One of many favorite people we have.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What'd you think about that NASCAR crash? Huh? You wouldn't let me watch that. Remember we were watching NASCAR and I was like, oh, I want to watch it for the crash. And you were like, yeah, it's boring.
Right.
And then they crashed. Like all of them had a big crash.
Big time crash.
And then I was like, all right, well, I guess I've seen the crash. And you're like, yeah, don't watch racing. It's boring.
It's so boring.
And then last lap, 50 feet from the freaking finish line, the dude has a Ricky Bobby crash. He gets an invisible fire on him. Oprah has to use her magic religion.
I love
to
it.
Get the invisible fire off of him. And now he's up and moving.
It's just fine. He's absolutely just fine.
Who pays for the hotel room that you're quarantined in after you get off of the boat that gave you coronavirus?
I don't know.
Who pays for that?
I don't know.
Because, like, these guys had to live another 14 days after they got off of the boat. They had to live in a hotel in Cambodia. Who pays for the flights?
I don't know.
And then when he gets home, he got fired. Because his bosses were afraid he might have coronavirus. I was in quarantine. I obviously don't have the coronavirus.
Hi, Classy.
It's not cool at all.
It is not cool. I have wondered that myself. I mean, like, when they get here, they go to the army base.
Right.
And they're staying on the army base, which is what I think happens all over in
Fort Lupton.
America.
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 But if you're out of America,
you got to stay in whatever chicken restaurant he caught you in.
No questions asked.
No. You might have coronavirus.
Happy hump day.
Hey, baby. Happy hump day to you. Are you ready to get started?
I am. Happy hump day, Daphne. Happy hump day.
All right, we are in a new location inside the
Swallow Nest.
The bunker here, the Swallow Nest on Mars. So from location number two, here we go. You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Let's dance, babies.
Robe.
That's right, it's the Swallows.
And your fluffy shoes.
Cause the Swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable. The Swallows are here. Bop, 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 bop. Yes, the Swallows are here for your Hump Day Extravaganza. Oh, I'm on a thing.
Oh.
I was on repeat. From the other night. Clothing's are optional.
Except for today, because it's freezing.
It's freezing. And we're in the basement now.
I know.
No,
I'm going to need a big fluffy rug under my chair.
It was a giant mystery, but no, we're in the basement. And it's cold.
It is cold.
Yep. This
you
is.
Have socks on? Good. You have socks on.
We're calling this the firm titty. No, let's see, the big nipple, the hard nipple studios from the hard nipple studios down in a cold ass basement next adjacent to the hot tub, the Everything Swallow podcast. No, I've actually drained the hot tub for a cleaning. It was its monthly cleaning. So it is now waterless. It's a dry tub. Some people call it in the business.
It's still fun.
It's still fun to look at. I thought in the summer, we'll just fill it full of cold water.
Yeah.
Like, cool. Keep it at, like, 72.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then we have kind of like
in
a...
and out.
Yeah, like a dipping pool.
A dipping pool.
Still no clothing allowed.
Yeah, no clothes.
Mm-mm-mm. I did find my little sailor suit while I was cleaning up in there, though. My little sailor Speedo.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Good.
When I was in the Navy.
Yeah.
And they gave me that Speedo.
Yeah, I liked it. The little blue and white striped one. Super cute.
Yeah.
Little
no,
red trim.
Red, yeah. It's red, white,
it's
and blue.
Red trim, I know.
I'm an American. Sailor.
American sailor.
Yep.
American.
What's up, buddy? Josie, classy little cupcake.
Allie.
Alligator is in the house. In the house. We've also got Jess Duck.
Sex coma.
You're in a sex coma?
Yeah.
Well, shake it off.
I'm trying.
You just laid there.
Oh. Wow.
That's all you had to do.
Uh-huh.
I should be in a far deeper sex coma than you.
Oh.
Because I got a sex coma and a workout.
Well, you just had to move like 10 times.
Well, those were 10 intense pumps.
Whatever.
You only need 10 pumps when you're with me because I'm so intense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
Intense is right.
I'm intense. Well, Sean's a 10. That's right. Just like Bo Derek.
A 10 pumper.
Hey.
Pump 10 pumps and he's asleep.
Mm-hmm. That's better than Shia LaBeouf in Nymphomaniac.
Why?
Because he only got 3.
Oh, remember? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a weird movie.
That is a weird movie.
Pretty good movie, though.
Yeah, it was weird. He was weird in it.
I was shocked to see the full-on frontal...
naked Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf in a Netflix movie.
Yeah.
It caught me a little off guard.
I rewound it and looked again.
Well, I know. We've watched it a couple times. if you don't know what we're talking about, it's a movie on Netflix called Nymphomaniac. I think it's still on Netflix. I don't know. With Shia LaBeouf.
Is that the one that he was in, or was it a different one?
Shia LaBeouf.
No, I guess it was that one.
Nymphomaniac,
the first one.
1 and 2. He was in both of them.
Oh.
He was older in the second one. Remember, they
right.
reconnected and had that what was it?
They tried again.
Intense sexual relationship. But it didn't work, because Shia LaBeouf gets old after a while. No matter who you are.
That's funny.
Oh, well, nice. If you've got some stuff going on in your life you'd like to talk to us about, I'd like to know more about Swinging in the Rockies. What's their story? Who they are? What's they all about? Give us a call or send us a message. There's a lot in the news today. There's a lot of heartwarming stories, but yet a lot of missing children.
makes you wonder what's going on.
I do think, and that's like just in Denver, we've got like a dozen missing kids or more since the first of the new of the year.
I saw an article the other day. It was said like 17 missing kids since the beginning of the year
in Colorado alone.
Mm-hmm.
What about the other states?
Right.
I mean, how many kids are missing nationally right now?
Is it a government thing?
Alien.
Is it a conspiracy?
Aliens, man. They're plucking off our younglings.
Aliens.
Aliens. They're plucking them out to create a future alien race. There's a lot from Ohio as well. See?
Iowa.
Yeah, Iowa. I only want agua. That's what that stands for. I only want aromatics.
I believe that Colorado's huge trafficking.
Colorado is huge. Well, traffic is horrible now.
Oh,
people children just drive
trafficking,
like crazy.
Sex trafficking.
Oh, nah, it's aliens.
Yeah, because
for aliens.
Yeah,
aliens are trafficking children
for
sex.
No, people are.
I think it's aliens.
I don't know.
I would
Didn't
much rather
you just
believe
hear
it's aliens.
On the news about the couple that had a really nice house and they just got picked up for sex trafficking?
No.
And they had all kinds of girls in there and men were coming and having sex with the girls.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because I-25 is a thoroughfare through the entire country. You know what I mean? It's like that. It's the transcontinental kind of highway.
Yeah.
I don't know how far it goes, actually. It goes north and south. It can't. It goes up and down. I-70 would be the one that would get you from east to west. I don't know where they... Where do they take them? Where are they taking these kids? Is there like in Pinocchio, there's an island?
Yeah, they take all the misfit kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But why would you want to take children? God, there's so much work. It's so annoying.
That's
cry,
like that lady.
And you got to feed them. And
what about the lady who tried to steal the lady's baby with a drugged cupcake?
With a photographer?
Yes.
Yeah,
how crazy
that's
is that?
Scary.
She was like a mayor or at least a mayor hopeful or some crap like that here in Colorado at one point. And then she's trying to steal some lady's baby. Does she not know how much a work baby is?
I know.
Why would she want a baby?
You know why? Because there's a certain point in a woman's life where she wants a baby so bad, and if she can't have one, it will almost make her crazy.
She's willing to steal one from a stranger?
Yeah, some are. But then she should probably just be checked because she's probably pretty unstable all the way around.
Well, they're going to take good care of her in prison. I'm sure they're going to get her on a nice concoction of meds.
There was a huge bust at Ameristar a few years ago and another about a year ago. In a hotel off Colfax.
A bust of what? The people trafficking children?
Yeah, sex trafficking.
That's
it's not
so
just
strange.
I don't think it's just children. It's like girls and boys, teenagers, and then also
just
children.
Anyone is subject to sex trafficking?
Mm-hmm.
Could I be?
Oh my God, I just watched an episode of Facts of the Life, and that's exactly what happened to Tootie.
What? To
Tootie? Someone tried to pick her up.
Tootie was sex trafficked?
He was a pimp.
Oh, was he dressed like a pimp?
He had another young girl.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he had that young girl go after Tootie.
Oh, like a recruiter for Tootie?
Yeah.
A recruitie for Tootie?
Yeah. And wouldn't you know it, just in the nick of time, Blair and Joe and what's her name?
Mrs. Kravitz.
No, that's
Garrett.
Mrs. Garrett.
Mrs. Garrett, yeah.
They all came in and rescued her just in the nick
They
of
knew
time.
Where the pimp was at?
No, but they knew where she might be, so they went there and got her. But it's a
wow.
real thing. Even in the 80s.
Even in the 80s.
Even in the 80s.
People were trying to sex traffic Tootie.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I could be sex trafficked?
Not now.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Why not?
Geriatric sex
Wow.
Well, you're not that old, but I didn't know.
I'm in this window where I'm in a non-trafficking window.
Yeah.
I'm too old and I'm not old enough.
You're too young.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. I don't fit into a fetish range, I guess.
That's right. That's right.
Wow. Oh, I'm sorry. You missed the sex trafficking cutoff by 5 years.
You got to wait another 30.
If you'd have been in your late 30s, you'd have been great. But come back when you're 73.
Hey, listen, it's a real thing. Those old people getting STDs in their assisted living homes.
Oh, yeah. Who do you think's the more aggressor, the males or the females? I bet it's the horny women. Spent their whole life having to wait for somebody to give them something. And then when you get old, you just take
take, take.
It could be the men.
Females. That's what Dina Joe says. It's all a bunch of horny gals. Because you guys really hit your sexual peak at about 58.
It's too bad you guys peak at what?
24? Yeah, we're done. That's, I think that's why a lot of older women go lesbian. Because the grandpas can't keep up.
Ew.
Yeah. Slap. That's what I'm just saying.
Huh. That's funny. You know what? It is us women. Because we are never satisfied. Need a little more.
I'm going to be one of those older guys, though, that's into women. Older women. Older ladies.
You're going to...
Both. All of that. Everything I just said, I'm going to be that guy. I hate this lie.
We'll have to get a different one.
No. I'm not talking about anyone specifically. I'm just saying.
Maybe Classy wants you to be into her.
I'm into Classy. Womp, womp. Oh, I'm into Classy.
Rub a little cupcake.
I didn't want you to know. But her, her cupcake is pretty classy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's sweet. Yeah.
It's... it's sweet. We could just go all day on this. Man. The frosting.
Go all day on classy little cupcake.
Cupcake.
No.
Luckily, she made a baker's dozen. Anyway, I'm not even sure how that one related.
Oh, don't bite your tongue.
That That's won't funny. Stop it from happening.
That is funny.
Yeah. And she can have my one of my most favorite drinks as well, the Bloody Marys.
So, I know.
That's good. So I know I can get her drunk.
Uh-huh. Now you know.
Yeah.
Huh? You know her kryptonite?
I know. Kryptonite. Oh, yeah. I tell you about my new band?
No.
I'm going to start a new band. It's going to be a cover parody band.
Okay.
It's going to be called... Nippleback.
Nippleback.
Yep. Nippleback. Right? And we're going to do Nickelback songs, but I'm going to change all the lyrics. Never wanted a nipple ring. I never wanted a hell swing. Something like that. You know what I mean? Change all the words to the Nickelback song.
Yeah.
Up next is Nippleback. And then we could wear like shirts with nipples on them.
Yeah.
On the back.
Yeah.
You know the ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nipples? You gonna do like 6 or 8 like a cat?
Yep.
Nipples
or cow? I was wear like
cows.
A t-shirt have
udders.
Yeah, well,
you gonna put big old udders?
When I said
then
that
you're
out
gonna
loud.
Look like dick back.
Yeah. Yeah. So it, and that would
a bunch of floppers hanging off the back.
And that would look way too similar to the regular Nickelback. So we can't do that. Oh, nipple heads. Yes. Classy little cupcakes just says her cupcake has bacon on it.
Yeah.
Which makes me want it more.
You like them salty.
Throw some cilantro on them.
That's funny.
Yeah, nipple back.
Is anyone else out there feeling congested? Oh, Bloody Mary with bacon. Not her cupcake.
Oh, well, both. I've had both.
Oh, I guess you could have bacon on your cupcake.
I've had a bacon
cupcake. A bacon
cupcake.
Strip?
Yeah, I've had a bacon strip. Yeah, that's what I have. Mine's more of a landing strip. At a closed down airport that let the grass go out of control. Shit, I forgot my train of thought.
Canadian
there.
Bacon is amazing.
It
those
is.
Canadians, they are yummy.
I'm part Canadian. Did you know that? I'm part Canadian. Eh? I'm French Canadian, Native American, Scottish, English. Oh, yeah. Yeah. With some Native... Did I say Native American?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got that already in there.
You can't say that twice.
I can't say... I'm two things?
Well, no. You can't say it twice because then it makes you more than just one.
No, but I'm Cherokee and Chippewa. Hello, everybody in the room. How is everyone doing this afternoon?
Candied bacon, not Canadian bacon. That's
both
funny.
Are still good.
Yeah.
She's really just saying good things are good.
Good things are good.
Oh, man. So this Mercury being in retrograde has really got me congested.
Oh, yeah. Is that no.
I think that's what's going on.
No, that's not what it does to you. Yeah. Well, it might, but I don't think so.
Yeah. Any kind of bacon is good for Dina. Canadian, bacon strip. She'll take it all. Candied bacon. She does.
How about a candied Canadian bacon strip?
Hey. Beauty. That's what I said.
I'm good with that. I love it.
Wrap that baby up in a bun.
Candied bacon. It is good. We went to that one place coming down from Breckenridge, and we had that Bloody Mary.
Remember? Yes. Yeah, that $13 Bloody Mary.
It was $13 for one Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
It was big.
And it had a slider in it.
Yeah. And it had the biggest, most delicious piece of candied bacon.
Oh, man, it was good. Man, it was good. And it was like that really thick cut bacon. And I'm not sure how they got it so candied. I know you just fry it with the brown sugar or something. Or you bake it. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. You don't do it in a pan.
No, you bake it on there.
Oh, now classy little cupcakes going to the liquor store. Come on, bring it over. Bring your bacon over here. Get your bacon over here.
Get your bacon strip in my mouth.
I want it. Want your bacon strip. Rub it on my face.
Yeah, we might be punchy. A little bit.
We napped, you know?
I know.
We humped and then we napped.
All before noon.
And I napped so hard that when we got up from our nap, you could see my ear on Shayna's arm.
Yeah.
It could still be there. The impression of my ear. I thought for a minute.
I should have taken a picture.
For a second there, I thought your shoulder could hear me.
It's still there.
It's still there. You can still see my ear imprint on your freaking shoulder. I was sleeping so hard. Yeah. Shayna's shoulder could hear everything. Because life without bacon is no life at all.
Those poor pigs.
Yeah. No, they want to give up their rib meat. Oh, that's their back strap or something. Their belly. Bacon is belly meat.
Yeah, it's what is on their ribs, right? In the ribs and belly.
Yeah.
The ribs are on the
front. Yeah.
That's funny.
I think that random Glenn double N is from Canada. I think so. I could be wrong, but I think he's a Canadian.
Are you Canadian, eh?
And I'm wondering if their Canadian bacon is different than what we eat here in America that we call Canadian bacon.
Huh.
You know what I mean? Because it could be completely different.
Could be.
Yeah. Because a burrito in Mexico is way different than a burrito here.
It's just called bacon up there.
It's just bacon? It's just bacon up there. Just northern bacon? I'm just curious.
We do need to do that, Dina Joe.
What?
We can roast it in my garden.
We need to get a pig and roast it in the ground.
Marlin,
swallow pig roast.
Marlin wants to do that so bad.
Marlin wants to do it really bad.
So bad. He wants to.
We've got a place for it.
Yeah.
We could do it.
Yeah.
Where do you go buy a pig?
Gotta get a pig.
Where do you go?
I don't know.
I've never seen one at King Super's on one of those big yellow flats.
We could spit roast
it. Plastic over it. I've never seen that. Let's spit roast.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's exactly. Spit roast.
When you put it on the thing and turn it over the fire.
10 points for anyone who can type in what spit roast means.
What's it called?
Spit roast.
No, really?
Yes.
For the pig?
That's why it's called spit roast, because of the way you spit roast a pig.
Well,
from the front and the back, it goes through a spit roast. Now I've given away the answer. Classy's going to help. And she wants to wear a sexy chef coat.
Oh, yeah. Marlon's got one, too.
Oh, yeah. You guys will be twins.
Yeah. No pants
on. Get your coats together. Oh, she wants him to wear his sexy... If he wears and nothing else. Yeah. Oh, you should see Shayna's new man dresses.
I know. They're pretty
great. They're like a night dress. I mean, we've told everybody about this. We need to put a picture. I'll get in one.
Okay.
And take a picture of it. And we'll put it on Swallow Nation only. We'll put a photo of the dress that you are making. And if you would like to order one, you could order one from Shayna for $45.
They're so great.
Yeah.
They're so comfortable.
And we get to choose the fabric.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because that's fair. And they're freaking amazing. You'll live in it.
It's just to wear around the house.
You'll live in it.
I mean, you could wear it other
places. We'll put up our picture.
Totally acceptable.
We'll ask if we can put up the one of our daughter in hers.
Oh, yeah.
She looks so cute.
Cute
in it. And then a picture of me looking even more adorable.
Yes. Showing a little
bit. And I think that's cheap.
It could put one up of you and Marlon.
Oh, yeah, Marlon and I are getting our dresses together.
It's a shirt.
I am so congested. What is happening?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, it's Mercury. Yeah. It's in retrograde. It's in a phlegm stage.
It's in a phlegm stage. It's totally acting up.
I mean, I know that Mercury's always in retrograde. Why? Why? Why?
I don't know.
What's the deal with Mercury? It's all whiny and retrograde-y all the time.
Yeah, I don't know.
So.
The 16th Street Mall is pretty nice.
You know, it's looking better.
Yeah, there's no homeless on it.
It got the 16th. The whole city of Denver got kind of rough there for a while, but they're trying to clean it up.
I surround myself with crystals, too. Classy.
Oh, yeah.
I do.
That's fine.
You know what, though? Speaking of that, the 16th Street Mall, one of my friends on Facebook posted, because he works down there off of 18th in Lincoln, Broadway area.
Yeah, yeah.
And there are just people camped out in full tents.
Oh, yeah.
With tarps over them. Yep. Why wouldn't you just go to the shelter?
Because you can't smoke a joint in the shelter, and you can in your tent.
Right.
And it's
and
not
you
that
can't
bad.
Drink at the shelter, I bet.
Yes, we were here for Stanley Cup. But the fact is just think about it reality-wise. Out there, and no, it's 16 degrees overnight or whatever, but you're tarped. You're tented. You've got a ton of blankets.
They're on top of snow.
That's the insulator. That's not a bad thing. It's better than being on the cold concrete.
Yeah.
Honestly. Oh, yeah. And what it's going to do is you're going to heat up in that tent. It's not that bad. It's now if they're just sleeping out like I see guys when I'm driving to work in the morning. Yeah. And they're laid up against the buildings on Broadway under a piece of cardboard.
Yeah.
And a sleeping bag. Now, that's fucking cold.
I don't think a lot of them are doing that cardboard thing anymore.
They don't have to. You can set up a tent.
You can have a house that you just drag around with you.
And
everywhere.
You and I have camped plenty enough to know that even in a cold day, the right amount of sun here in Colorado will heat that tent up with your body heat, and it's not that bad. It's not. And then you can do whatever you want. You get it, sit in there in your tent and smoke weed and drink or whatever the hell you want to do right on the streets. And then you pop out for a half an hour, beg for some money, you make a quick $25, boom, some more weed.
Or the liquor store.
Well, both. $25, you can buy probably a gram of weed and a freaking bottle of cheap
crap.
Yeah.
Something.
For the day.
Yeah.
And sun is the shit.
It is the shit.
And we get the best sun here. We get the best sun that radiates. Those UV rays are so hot.
So Alligator says she saw an interview where they asked the homeless guy why he doesn't go to the shelter. And he said because he can't get there by 10 p.m.
What does that mean?
I know.
Get a watch. I mean, I
don't know. It
make
doesn't
sense.
Make any sense. It's a choice not to go.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
There's
it's
a reason
choice
why.
Not
There's
to
an
go.
Excuse for everything good that people turn down in their lives.
Because I saw an interview where they were interviewing the homeless shelters.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like during the last really bad snowstorm.
Yeah.
And it was like snowing so bad outside. And the shelter room was just empty. There was like six guys in there.
Yep.
And that was it.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's dumb. Go to the frickin' shelter. Why not? It's not forever. It's for one night. Then you can go back and sleep on your rock the next day.
I don't know what the requirements are. You know, when you go to a shelter, maybe you got to register. You can't bring all your stuff. You know, you got four shopping carts full of shit. You don't want to abandon that outside even for one night in the shelter because then it's gone. It's been pillaged. And it is. They get mistreated. Maybe in the shelters.
I wonder by who. Are they getting mistreated by the shelter people or by the other homeless people in the shelter?
Probably both. But I would think mostly from other homeless people.
I have no idea. I mean, I'm sure that there are some requirements or whatever of what you're supposed to do to stay in the shelter.
Right, because free help always comes with a hitch.
Oh, yeah, always.
You know what I mean?
It's just like the church.
Well, it's part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of it. We want to help you, but we also want to help you for the future.
Right.
Teach a man to fish, and he'll eat forever, Shayna. Hit him with a fish, and he won't. You know what I mean? So.
Hit him with a fish, and he'll smell like mackerel.
Fish. Yeah, exactly. He'll attract cats.
That's funny.
So I don't have any idea about the homeless or what the thinking is, other than if I was homeless, I would probably be on the street before I would be at the shelter.
Right.
But we're going to find out what Josie has to say. Josie.
Hello.
Hi there.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, yes. Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Beautiful. What you got to say?
So I actually, when I worked at the Broncos Stadium, there used to be a homeless guy that hung out underneath the bridge. And we stopped and we would chit chat with him all the time. And he said that he deserved everything that he got. You know, at one point he was this multimillionaire, had the house, everything in Vegas. And he said at this point, he's okay with where he's at.
Huh. So it really is for some a choice.
Well, he said he can't get a job. He lost all his money. His wife cheated on him, left him, and he hit rock bottom, and he has accepted that he can't get back on his feet because he's too old.
Oh.
Wow.
That's horrible that there's no other option.
Yeah, that is a horrible place to be. That's such despair.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty sad.
I mean, if you look at it that way and you need to talk to some of them have just accepted this is the best it's ever going to get.
Well, in that case, then pick up your trash. Burr. I mean it. Like if
keep your shit clean.
If you're happy living that way and you want to live that way, then keep it clean.
It sounds like that guy wasn't happy. It's just he's accepted his lot in life and is gonna just stay in it.
Yeah. Pick up your trash.
No.
I'm just saying.
You can change your life at any age.
But if you feel like you can't and that you're just in that spot now, you know what I mean? You're making the best of it. You're doing whatever, you know.
Yeah, I guess so. You ever go by there and see? I wonder how many years ago was that or how long ago?
God, that was 10 years ago.
Oh,
yeah. That's sad.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, how many homeless guys or people, men and women, are dying every day and nobody knows it? Just this faceless, nameless people.
Absolutely. Well, even freezing to death, just sitting down and freezing. We know a kid who was, in his 20s and was downtown, had a drinking problem, and was kind of roaming around being homeless and sat down and just froze to death right by the light pole.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it was about a year after I left, they found a homeless guy out there that had died.
Oh,
froze to death.
Yeah, that would be sad.
Don't go to the shelters.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's
a weird mindset.
It's a hard place to be, I think.
Yeah, because those are people's sons and daughters and fathers and brothers and sisters and shit.
Right.
They're not just this spontaneously created human that has nobody connected to them.
Not dropped out of the air like Terminator.
Not like a Terminator. No, they're not homeless naders. They're not. Crazy.
That's
Josie,
sad.
Josie, that's awesome. I mean, not awesome, but thank you.
Yeah,
thank
thanks
you.
For calling in.
Yeah, I appreciate that. What
I
can we do?
I finally got my headset.
Yes, me
yes.
too. Denver, I listen, I've seen LA's photos of their camp cities and all that stuff, but I've always lived in Denver, so this is really my only perspective on a big city. It's overrun. It seems crazy.
Yeah, but doesn't Portland have a big homeless?
Doesn't Chicago, does
yeah,
Boston,
probably everywhere.
Does Dallas, does Houston? I mean, every
city.
Oh, no,
man. I wouldn't be homeless in Chicago. You know how freaking cold it is there?
I don't know.
And it's humid.
They probably have a shelter.
You'd get all iced up in an ice storm. That'd be horrible.
That was where in the movie Scrooged.
Yeah.
Remember, they were in Chicago and his homeless friend.
Yeah.
Wake up! He was in the cellar. Remember?
I know.
In the sewer? Never mind. Come on, don't you get my 80s movie references?
Most of the time I do.
All right. Okay. Well, what's next? Thank you, Josie.
You're welcome. I'm going to let you guys go.
Yeah, you drive safe.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's nice.
I don't know. I think it's sad.
Yeah.
But I saw something great in Aurora.
Okay, what did you see?
About homeless people, since we're talking about them
unintentionally.
Yeah,
because I was going to bring something else, too.
Let me see.
Let me see them. Show them to me first.
I'm getting model texts.
I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
You made me forget what I was looking for.
So what's they doing with the homeless in Aurora?
Thank you. It is. Okay, I'm looking for the article. They are they have bought out a hotel.
Okay. Who did? The city of Aurora?
People.
Or a foundation of some sort?
I think a foundation.
Okay.
In Aurora.
In Aurora.
It was like one of the first places to be able to get the licensing or whatever, you know, however you would change it. To become from a hotel okay. to like actual housing.
Like zoning or something?
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, okay. Okay, here it is.
All right.
Crafty Denver nonprofit.
Okay.
Snags old hotel and turns it into instant housing for low income and homeless people.
Oh, okay.
So they have like different housing on different levels, different size apartments that you can get there. So like if you are just down on your luck and you need, yeah, 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 classy. So they like the main floor is for kind of people just coming in and out, need somewhere to stay real quick. But if you like have a job, need somewhere to stay so that you can be clean and get to your job, they will help you. And then you pay them a little bit to stay there until you get on your feet enough to get your own place.
So transitional housing.
Yeah.
Helping people get that leg up. Because mm-hmm. that's probably the hardest part. It's hard to come up with enough money to find a place to live.
Oh, yeah. Especially
and in this
here.
City.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even a hotel room is probably $300 a week.
Mm-hmm. And like I know in the shelters, you have to do so much. Like you have to be clean, you have to get a job, you have to volunteer, you have to
stay sober, prove
that you're staying sober.
Yeah.
Right? And so I'm sure this place is like, once you've kind of done that, you can go there and continue to get your life together.
There was some other city that was doing the tiny house villages.
Yeah, and that's what Classy says out by Stapleton. It's probably the same one.
And so, but to stay there, you had to qualify and maybe do job training or something like that to show that you're responsible enough to be handed one of these tiny homes.
It was the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless.
Yeah, the tiny
CCH.
Village. CCH. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of leftover buildings over there.
30% of your income. It's
at
the same
Stapleton,
one.
Stapleton, I still think. I think. I don't know anymore. It's been so damn long. Probably not.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think it's a good idea. Why aren't we doing that in more places? Why aren't more organizations doing that?
Because it doesn't really make money.
Yeah.
Unless it's government subsidized and you can get money from the government on it. It doesn't make money helping homeless.
Yeah, but that doesn't... That shouldn't matter.
Well, no, you asked me a question. I'm telling you the question. That's the question.
I understand, but... Well...
It's not right.
Did you see where they wanted to build the houses right next to the DIA?
They already have houses by
no,
DIA.
No, like right next to them.
What the hell? Where are you pulling these stories out of your ass?
Well, I just thought about it. Homeless housing. And then it's in Aurora, then took me to DIA.
Were they houses for the homeless next
no.
to the airport? No, that's an alien freaking base out there. You can't build houses out
and
there.
And they don't want you to because of what happened to Stapleton.
That's exactly what happened to Stapleton.
That's what made me think of it because Big Rick's talked about Stapleton.
Yep, the whole
but
reason.
They built too close to Stapleton. Then they had to move.
The reason that Stapleton had to move is because it was only 13 miles out from the city of Denver. And when they built it, it was top-notch, and it was out in the boonies.
Right.
But then Denver got so big that it encroached so far, and then they had to change flight paths because they couldn't go over housing, which is
so
why...
So that's what's happening right now at DIA.
And that was one of the reasons they moved Stapleton. Second reason, another reason they wanted to move for Stapleton is because they didn't have enough space for runways and concourses.
I understand.
So therefore, they could move out to DIA where they are now to have more space. But
they are having this
They do
fight.
Not have more runways or concourse space. There's not any more gates at DIA than there was at Stapleton. So really the only reason was to move that
to build the alien
to
thing.
Build the alien base.
Great.
The housing for the New World Order and to house the elite when the apocalypse hits. And inside of the time capsule at DIA is believed to be a bomb.
An antidote?
No, a bomb. A chemical warfare bomb that's strong enough to wipe out humanity.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyways,
DIA.
They're fighting with this housing community that wants to buy up some property out there because supposedly DIA is going to put more runways on it.
Yeah. Well, they're going to.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
No.
No, because that's where the underground bunkers are at.
Okay. Well, I wasn't going conspiracy.
Well, I wasn't either. I was just going the truth.
Housing.
Okay, well that's great.
Places.
I thought Grant Ranch is already too close.
Grant Ranch. Green Valley.
Green Valley Ranch. I mean,
Yeah, there's some close ones out there.
It's already too close.
Yeah.
Because look at that hotel. Like, they built a whole city there.
So you're telling me that you think that the Underground Highway goes straight into DIA?
I think that DIA is a hub for the Underground Highway.
Mm-hmm.
And there is an underground highway system through this entire country, including NORAD.
Probably started from there.
You know what? You can't say it for sure, but it could have started from anywhere.
It could be all along in the mountain range.
Well, it just...
The mountain range goes...
All across the place.
All across the country.
Yeah, it does.
And then it catches another one, so you just hang a left.
That's right. Go from the Rocky Mountains to the Appalachians.
Yep.
To the hills of Tennessee. Across the plains of Texas. From sea to shining sea. New York down to Houston. From Denver to L.A.
Uh-huh. What's it? I just say, I saw you searching. Come on.
Oh, that's all.
It's hilarious.
All right, okay. Are we done with aliens and homeless people?
I tell you, there's a lot of places. I told you about the time when Asia and I went to Vegas.
Where there's secret doorways
and doorways,
stuff.
And the doorways, the door just opened.
The
wall
opened? Yeah, I'm telling you, DIA is creepy. Listen or check out just some of the conspiracy theories on DIA. It's pretty freaking fascinating. I just thought, you know.
It is hard to build tunnels in mountains.
No, but old
John Henry did it.
Yeah, and he did it with a hammer.
He did it. And he beat that old steam truck.
That's he did. That steam truck couldn't build his hammer.
And he died. Go, John Henry.
That's horrible. I know all these little songs. Anyways, where is the best place for an alien to hide?
In plain sight.
Human society.
In plain sight.
Where?
Next door.
Homeless.
Homeless.
Right there. We're looking at them. They're standing on street corners as aliens, dressed up, just dirty old aliens.
Classy says Congress.
Yep. Okay. Or Congress.
That's better,
because
they all look dead.
Nancy looks like an alien.
Yeah.
A gray alien.
That can't keep her teeth in her mouth.
No, they did not make her teeth right.
Yeah.
When they sent her down here.
Uh-uh.
She does. There's a lot of them in the Congress.
They all look dead.
Yeah, that's true. That's why when Mars attacks, that's the first thing. They take out Congress.
Yeah.
That was a great movie.
That is a great movie. When Mars attacks.
When Mars attacks. Speaking of homeless people, not anymore. Speaking about dumb people, how about the two women that fell off the boat? I'd be so mad
if I
drove my Mercedes off of the boat and drowned.
Why would you do that?
I don't know exactly why it happened. It was two socialite spinsters. One was 68 and one was 74. So they were in the later part of their spinster activities. But these women were very rich, and they were on a ferry in Florida headed to a very exclusive island. It was a residential island, which one of the women, the younger of the two, she lived there. She was a resident of the island, which means super rich lady.
Okay.
Okay. They're in a 2019 Mercedes. They're the last car on the ferry. But when the ferry gets to the other side, there's no car. The car gone. And somehow, the car fell off the ferry, and they drowned. Now, this is tragic. I'm so sorry they drowned. But how the hell's your car fall off a ferry? I've never been on a ferry.
And if the lady lives on the island, she's been on that ferry more than once.
She's ridden on that ferry a lot. Like, she was going home, so she'd already been on that ferry once.
To go get the old lady.
Now,
maybe it was a murder-suicide.
Maybe it was. In the story I read, the driver had been convicted of a DUI.
You think she was drunk, fell asleep, put it in reverse?
Maybe she never took her
foot. Because she would have had to go in reverse. If they were the last car on the ferry.
That's true. She would have had to back off.
Yeah.
And if you were in neutral and just sitting there, wouldn't you feel the car rolling even on the ferry? And if you were in neutral, once your wheels dropped off, the car wouldn't continue to go. I wouldn't think it would continue to go, but maybe it would.
Huh.
If the nose.
I think you would have to give it some gas. Vroom.
Every movie I've ever seen, it would sit there and teeter.
Yeah.
And they could climb out the front. Out the front. Onto the hood. On the hood. Yeah. We've all seen it.
And be taken to safety.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think that happened. So I'm wondering, was she all hammered? Maybe she was laughing. Oh, Betty, you're so fat. And hit the gas and because she was in. But wouldn't you shut your car off?
I would think so.
I've
not been on a ferry. And don't they have little gates that maybe pop up so you don't roll off?
No. Now, I thought that same thing, but apparently this ferry clearly only has a chain. Because you're supposed to put your car in park. Your car's not supposed to roll. If anyone's ever been, and then the seagulls land on the other side, and then you're like, don't you move,
right.
Seagull.
You stay there.
Exactly. If you've been on a ferry, can you tell me how it works? I mean, you drive your car on the boat. I've seen movies. And then you put it in park. And you
I
get
thought
out.
A lot of people got out.
And you get out and you watch
the... watch the water go by.
Whoa.
Right. Go look for whales.
Stuff like
dolphins.
That.
Dolphins.
And
sea turtles. Did you see the video of the snapping sea turtle that almost bit the guy's face off?
No.
It's a guy at a zoo and he's holding the turtle and like petting his belly against his chest, right?
Okay.
So the turtle is looking up at him, opening his mouth.
Ah.
And the dude is like, hey, little buddy. Oh, you're so cute. And goes in to give the turtle a kiss.
On its face?
Yeah. And the turtle just grabs his entire face, cheek to cheek. And just pulls it, and the guy is pulling his head back like turtles are so strong.
Oh my gosh.
And it just like rips his lip. Oh my God.
It ripped his face off?
No.
Oh, I can't
watch
that.
Dude came with his face. It wasn't even bloody yet. Well, I'm sure it was later.
I'm sure it bloodied up.
Anyways.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry, rabbit hole of a turtle.
Turtles are strong.
And that turtle, like after he bit him, like pulled his head all the way down into his shell, like, ah,
you dummy.
Yeah, you don't kiss a turtle.
Put something else down here, pal. I feel like hot dog today. Oh, man, it snapped your wiener right off.
Oh, right off.
Oh, could you?
Lorena Bobbitt you.
A turtle caught my wiener. Turtle got my turtle. Turtle got my turtle. Why would you have that? Well,
see, Allie's been on a ferry. And
they make
you get out of the car.
See?
Maybe it was murder-suicide.
Maybe it was. Maybe she hated her friend.
Or she was like, we're old. We've been single for so long.
Yeah, we're socialized. I gave Charlie Chaplin a hand
job. I can't quit you. No, what's the Thelma and Louise?
No, I can't quit you is Brokeback
Mountain.
Wow.
What is the Thelma and Louise?
You know what?
They drive off the cliff together.
For Wanda! Isn't that it? Well, which one is that one?
I don't know.
Oh, that's Fried Green Tomatoes.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, right. When she slams into the car. I don't know if it was Wanda.
Yeah, it's Wanda. It's Wanda. I always liked that little Fried Green Tomatoes, that little Sarah Stewart Matherson.
Yeah,
whatever.
She's
I always
cute.
Liked her.
To Wanda!
Not to Wanda. For Wanda. I don't know.
I don't know.
To Wanda sounds...
That's a chick flick.
No.
Fried Green Tomatoes.
Yeah, I liked it. I like some chick flicks.
I make you watch a lot of them.
Yeah, and I like them.
But that was way before me.
Well, I've always been a chick flicker, but I always but I also like the horror movies.
You like the horror movies more.
If you could put the two together, like a horror chick flick, like everyone
Not
dies.
Not a horror chick flick, a horror chick flick.
Both of those movies would be good, but a horror chick flick film would be like everyone dies sensitively.
Oh.
Yeah, and you cry at the end like, God, I loved him so much, and he's dead.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Kind of like that guy who died from a crock pot. It was from a TV show we didn't watch.
I don't know what
But a lot
that
of
is.
People were upset.
What are you talking about?
There was a TV show, and a guy like that everyone loved on the TV show died at the end of the season because of a crock pot or
on
something.
On the TV show?
Yeah. The part of the...
What TV show is this?
One we didn't watch. It was called.
This is probably
like,
why.
Yeah.
Because why am I going to watch a show about a guy who gets killed by a crock
listen,
pot?
Listen, you didn't fucking know he was going to die by a crock pot when he died. You fall in love, and then you're like, it takes this crock pot twist. And you're like, it was the crock pot. Yeah, and people were really upset about it. I don't remember the name of the show. This Is Us. There you go. I didn't think it would take that long. Yeah. But I remember it now. I wanted to call it.
And he died. He didn't do a quick release?
No. And it wasn't an Instapot. Those things are safe. It was an old school crock pot. Like, it fell on his head or something.
Huh, that seems ridiculous.
He was getting his 4-quart crock pot out of a high cupboard. And it fell.
On him?
On his head. And that glass insert fell out. Those things are heavy. Clonked him on his head.
I saw a movie similar to that.
What's up,
but
Will?
But it was the woman who killed her husband and just made it look like the shelf fell on him.
Oh, she like...
So maybe that's what was going on.
Oh, it's the crock pot started a fire. That's right. Oh. So he died in a fire.
Oh.
Not in a crock pot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Also saw another movie like that where they killed a guy off... Made it look like he was cooking.
What the hell are you watching? when are you watching these husbands get killed in special ways movies? And why? Why are you watching these? Because now we have a crock pot, crickety shelves, and
I think
and
it was on Murder, She Wrote.
Okay, now that makes sense. Okay, and I get it.
I think the last one was on Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah.
Because Angela Lansbury, the boner killer...
She is a boner killer. Man. Turn a dude off. Show her a picture of Angela.
Angela Lansbury.
I could see that because it's one of the only things on during the day on the rabbit ear TV that we have. And so it does not...
It just plays in the background.
That you're watching...
movies.
Without Murder, She Wrote. Getting stoned. Watching Murder, She Wrote.
I'm not watching wife killing husband movies. Yeah, that's for sure. You're getting a little worried over there.
Yes, oh yeah. My wife's at home smoking blunts and watching how wives kill their husbands. The other day you told me about the sneaky one of putting the shrimp in the...
That was a good one, right?
Yeah, in the curtain rods.
Yeah, man, that's a good way to get back at your ex.
Yeah, it's like, so where are you getting all these sneaky ideas?
That one is a good one, too. Where'd I get that one?
Yeah, I don't know.
Wasn't Jerry Springer.
I'm trying to think where you did get that one. I don't remember either. Probably something Dateline. You would not believe the things that you can watch on rabbit ears and things that you wish you could watch, like the Fantasy Island. Why don't they bring back Fantasy Island?
That's a good one.
I love it.
Everyone hooked up on Fantasy Island.
Everyone hooked up except for Tattoo.
Tattoo. Even Mr. Rourke, I think, had a couple hookups.
Sure did.
What's that guy's name?
Men and women. Ricardo Montalban?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was always he's so sexy.
I am not the sexiest man in the world.
Come along, Tattoo.
I am just a dentist.
He also played the guy on Star Trek. No, what was that? It was a space movie he was on there.
He was Khan.
Khan.
Yeah. Khan!
He was even sexy as Khan.
Well, hell yeah, Khan was sexy. He didn't wear a shirt the whole movie.
And it was so tan. You know why? Because he just came from the island.
He just came from the island. I just had Tattoo put this lotion on me so that I will be nice and bronze for you.
Glistening.
Glistening. From the planet I come from. We rub each other down.
With oil?
Yes. We look good into our 60s.
That's no kidding.
He looked good into his 60s.
He looked really good.
Yeah, because that was...
He was probably older than that.
Because that was... Oh, you just now. Who's this?
I'm sure it's a model.
One of your killer friends?
Nope, I'm sure it's a model.
Because that was after or before Fantasy. That would have had to have been before Fantasy Island. Khan? I don't know. The Wrath of Khan. What movie was that?
I think that would have been after Fantasy Island.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I'll have to look that up.
I do. I think that was afterwards. How funny. Well, I don't know. It's hump day.
Khan! What? I love that movie.
I know you do. It was the movie, right? Not the TV show?
Yeah. No, it was the movie.
Yeah.
1982.
Was Khan?
Yeah. So that's definitely post Fantasy Island, I would think. There's a new movie Fantasy Island.
I know, and it's a horror movie.
I know, I can't wait. It's like your most horrible fantasies come to life. Where you get to murder your husband. let's see.
Wow. There's worried about this husband murdering thing. Well, yes, I don't want to be
murdered by you.
I don't want to murder you. That's funny.
Yeah, you say that now. So if you Google Fantasy Island, you don't even get the TV show. You get the new movie.
Yeah.
1978, that's right. 1978. Huh, I loved that show. I thought it was a great show. You know what other show I absolutely freaking loved, and I probably should admit this because it's pretty homoerotic, was that Magnum P.I.
You know what, though? He looks so good in those shorts.
Man, nobody could.
They were short shorts. How did his dick not fall out of the bottom of them shorts?
I don't know. They had to strap it in. They
How
had
long
to.
How do you think we're going to go here?
Oh, I don't know. Why, is the model coming?
Well, she can come earlier.
Oh, we can go a little bit longer. What does she want?
1:45.
Oh, yeah. We won't go that long. Yeah, because his shorts were so small.
This is Fantasy Island.
I know. I know that. But I was still thinking about Magnum. Maybe that was my fantasy. To have a mustache as big as his.
His mustache was big.
That's what your...
Is that what your mustache sounds like?
Yeah.
You're funny.
Tattoo, he'd run up there and ring the bell.
The plane, the plane.
This is my favorite part. This is when I grew my fascination and love for the little people.
Oh, really?
I was fascinated by Tattoo. I wanted to pick him up. I did. I love little people.
Mr. Work never picked him up.
Look, and you know what's super sweet? What kind of car do they get in?
A thing, right?
Volkswagen things. That's right.
I think.
Come on, ladies.
That's your band.
Huh? Yeah, he's got a band of hot ladies.
You know me, boss, huh? Whack, whack, whack.
He's always working with the ladies. Tattoo was very popular with the gals. We never got to see what his fantasy was. Oh, you know what his fantasy was?
What?
To be tall.
You don't know that.
I do.
He had a very good vantage point.
Oh, man. Talk about it. Upskirts. Yeah. I was just tying my shoe.
That's funny.
He was a pimp. Tattoo was a pimp.
Yeah.
He always had the ladies.
He did always have the ladies.
And then he would be involved in some of the fantasies sometimes. This is what you wanted, Mrs. Clementine.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Right. I don't remember any of those, you creeper. You're such a weirdo. Yeah.
I remember when I first saw him, I was like, I love little people. I do, I still do.
I know, you still do.
I want to get that classy on here. Sassy,
no,
classy.
Sassy Cassie.
Sassy Cassie.
Sassy Cassie.
What did I say? Oh, I got classy little cupcake on the brain.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, classy, sassy.
Sassy. Sassy Cassie.
You just... Yeah. You are thinking about killing me right now, aren't you? You want to punch me in the neck right now, don't you? Well, do it. Punch me in the neck.
All right.
Yes. Oh, see, classy is a perfect for upskirt for a little person because she's so tall. Her skirts would be like eye level at the bottom. You'd just be like, bloop.
That is not what she said at all.
She said her.
She
she's
said
tall.
She is a very tall little person.
Wow.
That's so funny.
Well, never mind that. That's not at all.
You are a nut job.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
What about the girl chased by the bear?
You can hear the bear in her video.
You cannot.
Did you watch the video?
No.
You can hear the bear in the video.
Really?
Yeah. The video starts out. I don't know what mountain she's on.
I saw it, but I didn't listen to it.
So she's singing a
girl
song.
Girl chased by a snowboarding bear.
She's singing work, 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 work. She's got her headphones on. She's got her camera, her phone on her stick. you know, on her selfie stick.
Oh, is this as old? This is 3 freaking years old.
I don't care.
This is 3 years old. This bear is dead.
Wow. That seemed a little much.
All right, let's see what you got here. That? No, not like that. Here she is. The full video. Well, not the full video. Yeah, this is old.
So what? She's just singing.
That's all the words everybody knows.
That's all you can understand. It's kind of a rap song, right? It's only supposed to know the catch, the hook. And then she takes off. And she's not going fast in the beginning. Did you hear the bear? That's him again.
No way. Holy balls, he is chasing her.
He is running after her fast.
All we're doing is just giving this girl more views on her 31 million views already.
That's okay.
112.
Not until she crests the hill does she start going faster and lose the bear. There, you hear her jump.
Oh, yeah. And then she just goes.
Goes because it's so fast. But the whole time, not knowing the bear was back there. And then she stops. She gets down and then she stops.
Yeah, she's like, woo, look at me go.
Did that jump because that's what she's trying to get, you know?
Yeah. Ow.
That bear almost humped her.
Yeah, it would have. That's what happened in Residence. Remnants. That bear humped Leonardo da Vinci. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Did he?
Yeah. This is a bear rape scene. It's very controversial. So PETA. PETA was very upset. What about, there was someone who was chased by a moose too. They were snowboarding and the moose ran through.
No, it was running next to him. And
it was? Yeah. It was like.
That'd be scary too because those things are.
Mooses are big.
14 feet high, man. They're big. They're like a giant ass horse.
Yeah, that is what they are like. A giant ass horse.
Well, they are, you know.
They're big.
Tall, except their heads are way bigger.
Yeah. I've only seen a moose in real life once, and that was in someone's yard. And that was last winter. You were there.
Oh, right.
And we were in Breckenridge, right? Yeah. And it was like a baby moose, and it was still big as hell.
Yeah.
Someone was over there trying to pet it.
Trying to get pictures.
Why do people do that?
Dumb. I don't know.
Well, like, what in the hell is your problem? Hey, I got an idea. I'm going to go pet this moose. Elk, too. I've seen elk, and they are taller than your truck. They're giant.
They're huge.
Huge.
Mm-hmm.
And you see people in Vail or Breckenridge or whatever coming out of the mountains.
You see touristy people.
Touristy people, yeah.
Because I go to a freaking therapist in Evergreen. And when I went there, was that huge herd crossing the street.
Yep.
And no one got out of their car
Hell
in Evergreen.
No
one called them over. They just kind of were like, oh, are you getting closer? I'll back up. Let me back away from you.
You know what's funny is when it's tourists here in Colorado, they're trying to touch the elk and the wildlife. It's not foreigners.
No.
It's American tourists that are here from somewhere else, Texas or Illinois. Or I don't even know. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not people from other countries.
No.
You know better.
No.
We teach their people
They're American-made dummies.
Right. Well, here in America, we feel like we can touch whatever we want.
Right.
That's the Donald Trump.
Whatever.
You can do whatever you want now.
No.
Just grab them. Grab that moose by its moose knuckles. That's what I did. I grabbed that moose knuckle.
That's funny.
Yeah. Well, you laugh. Now you're out of a job, Billy Bush.
I'd grab those moose knuckles too. Hold on. Woo! He's getting mad. Absolutely.
I made a great moose knuckle joke yesterday. I was a camel toe. It was about the toe. Because there is a bar somewhere in Malaysia that has that dead toe and you can take a shot with
Isn't it in Canada?
Toe. Oh, it is in Canada. That's right. It's the Canadian toe. Yukon Jack.
Yukon Jack.
It's Yukon Jack's toe.
Yeah.
And you can have you can take a shot
with it
with
and
the
you're
toe
to kiss
in
the
shot glass. And as you do the shot, the toe touches your lips and you do a shot with Yukon Jack's black dead toe.
Yeah.
And I said the only place I want to do only toe I want to do a shot with would be a camel toe.
Right.
Yeah. That was the joke.
Wah, ba-dum-bump.
My camel toe joke yesterday was way funnier than today.
Yeah.
But I felt like I had a better setup.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You did.
Yeah.
It was.
So we've got women falling off of boats. I'd be so mad if I fell off a boat. If my friend drove, if you drive me off a boat and drowned me, I'd be pissed. I'm
you haunted. Get out of the car, dummy.
How do you not get out of the car? How fast does a Mercedes sink?
It can't sink that fast.
You'd think they'd be sealed and it would float a little bit.
Get the window down.
Well, you figure the electrical system is shot. And as soon as you open the door, it's going to fill up with water. But I don't know. I think you could get out.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
People get out of cars in the movies all the time.
Pull that headrest out and use the metal to break the window.
Well, these ladies were in their upper 60s and 70s.
So they were spinsters. They had to have some smarts. Give me a break.
True, true, true.
Ah.
Because I will haunt her, Allie. I will haunt you, Allie, for being on her side and driving me off the thing.
That's funny. Okay, listen, I gotta wrap this up. I got a model coming now.
You have a model coming. Okay, Linda, let's do some commercials then. How about that? All right, Shayna's got her fashion shows coming up in April.
First week of April.
She's doing three nights.
Yep, Denver Unique Week of Fashion, doing three nights. I'll be showing Monday night, which is premiere night, Thursday night, which I think is like clothing for everyone, and then Friday night, which is VIP night. And as soon as I find out ticketing information, you all will be the first to know. We'll post it in Swallow Nation. And if you want to get a VIP table and come out and have some fun, you can. It'll be fun. Sean's emceeing all three shows that week.
I will be, and I don't know what I'm going to be wearing.
Oh, I know.
You have to make me coats. Okay, I'll do it.
Making you a see-through suit.
I will do it in a see-through suit while wearing a sailor what do you call it?
Speedo.
A sailor Speedo.
I love it.
Well, we're going, huh? We just got started.
I asked you. No, I could have said no.
That's fine.
You I'm said it was okay.
You. I'm teasing. I'm a teaser. Wah.
You could just so do now it after by that, yourself.
So we've got the fashion show coming up in April.
Uh-huh.
We also are going to post a picture in Swallow Nation of Shayna's new, a very comfortable man dress.
It's not just for men. It's a unisex shirt.
But I like it for men.
It's a unisex house shirt.
Fine. It's a sleeping house shirt. It's a house shirt.
It doesn't have to be sleeping. I don't sleep in mine. I just wear it around
the
house.
I don't sleep in mine either.
When it's a little chilly.
So it's the shirt.
When you don't feel like wearing clothes, that's what you wear.
Okay, the Everything Swallow shirt?
Yeah.
All right, Shayna, we're going to put up a picture of us, me, our people in the Everything Swallow shirt.
You can't name my clothing.
Well, you didn't. Somebody's got it. You won't but call it something.
Everything will just be Sean's shit.
That's right, the Sean shit shirt. The Everything Swallow shirt will be made available for sale coming up in just right matter of weeks.
Yes.
If you'd like to purchase one, we'll put all that information in there. And they are very super awesome, comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, wear anything under them. It's just like this long shirt. It made me feel pretty.
Good. You should feel pretty.
And masculine all at the same time.
Good.
Plus, you can listen to this podcast everywhere and anywhere you would like, but we would love for you to download the Podbean app and follow us on the Podbean app so you can participate in these live shows with us. Also, if you're listening and wherever you're listening, please give us a like, scroll down to the bottom right there on Podbean and hit that star or give us 5 stars or hit the heart. It does matter when you give us feedback on the platforms in which you are listening to your podcasts.
And share it.
And if you want to talk to us and when you would like to be on this podcast, this is your podcast. So give us a call. We'd like to talk to and interview.
Yep. You can text in. You can call in. You can email us.
You can email us.
everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
That's exactly right.
We'd love to hear from you guys there too.
We'll be looking forward to a Sex Talk Saturday coming up very soon.
Very soon.
As well as some other on location. We're going to start doing some remote podcasts.
Yes.
We're going to go to some local establishments maybe on Fridays and Saturdays. And give people an opportunity to come out and see us.
Hang out.
All right. We love you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I'm sure there is. We just talk about nothing forever.
I know. Well, if you'd like to become a patron,
yeah,
please partner with us. Oh, premium content. That's what I wanted to talk about. So we just posted some premium content. It was a very late night podcast that Shane and I did. And man, we were gushy loving all over each other. it's very explicit.
Juicy.
It's very juicy. But to get that kind of content, you either need to be a premium Podbean subscriber, mm-hmm, or just become a patron.
And then you get it through there.
You become a patron for us at $1 a month to any number of dollars a month that you choose on an ongoing basis. And then you have access to that premium content,
yep,
for our patrons only. And we want you to have that.
Yeah.
So partner with us, become a patron, and get that kind of fun, exclusive content.
Yes, it's absolutely.
Cool. It's very cool.
It's very cool. It's because fun. It's worth it. You can share your lives with us.
That's right.
We'll share it with others.
That's right. We may not have a bacon strip, but you can still come over for breakfast.
Absolutely.
I had to get my knee out from under the table so I could slap it. That was so funny. Did you see that? I had to move back.
I did see that.
All right. Call me when you make pancakes. That's right. She's going to bring over her pancake
maker. Her maple syrup.
Ooh. My milk. Maple, never mind.
Yeah.
I was going to go with something.
Don't try.
I want to sing. I was going to sing some stuff. Whitney just joined the room. I was going to sing some Whitney Houston.
We're always.
I think that's Whitey.
Oh, it is Whitey. No, sorry, Whitey. I just added extra letters. I do that. I add letters to people's name all the time. Shana-na-na. Shana-na-na. All right, bye.
All right, goodbye. We'll be back tomorrow.
Oh, wait. That's not how we do things.
I know, but what? You're all over the place.
Well, I feel rushed. That bear was just chasing that girl, and I was so scared for her.
We are rushed, but I mean, we can be right back.
I was scared for her 5 years later after she was chased by that bear.
It's going to take like 20 minutes.
Oh, my gosh, that bear almost got me.
Maybe 30 to measure this model.
Whew, luckily she ran away from that bear 4 years ago.
I gotta measure him up.
Listen.
You know what?
That's an old video.
Who cares?
Watch our videos if you want something new.
What videos?
Have you been to our YouTube page? I put up videos all the time.
Oh, great.
Yeah. You don't even know the content we are slinging. Bye.
Goodbye. I hope you like what you just heard, because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends, because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows. Thank you.